Hello and welcome to the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Podcast. I'm Diana Stanley, Deputy Editor of the Journal, and I'm joined today by Professor Daniel Steinfort from the Royal Melbourne Hospital and Shankar Seba from the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre in Melbourne. We'll be discussing their recently published SEISMIX trial, which looked at the effect of systemic endoscopic staging of mediastinum on radiotherapy field planning in patients with locally advanced non-small cell lung cancer. Thank you both for joining me today. Why don't you start by introducing yourselves and telling us a little bit about your current work?
Thank you, Diana. It's a big pleasure to be here. My name is Daniel Steinfort. I'm a respiratory physician and lead interventional pulmonologist for the study. I'm based at Royal Melbourne Hospital.
Hello, it's a real pleasure to be here as well. My name is Shankar Seba. I'm a radiation oncologist at the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre and senior author on the study and close collaborator with Dan.
Could you tell me a little bit about the rationale for the study and why you chose to begin this study?
Absolutely. We know that systematic preoperative lymph node staging in patients with early stage non-small cell lung cancer is recommended in clinical guidelines on the basis that PET for detection of mediastinal metastases has imperfect sensitivity. We also know that systematic EBUS staging of the mediastinal lymph nodes in this patient group is able to detect PET occult mediastinal disease in up to 1 in 7 patients. And so we hypothesized that the same phenomenon, the presence of PET occult lymph node metastases, may also be present in locally advanced non-small cell lung cancer. We hypothesized that PET occult disease may be detectable following systematic lymph node staging using EBUS, and that this may have significant impacts on radiation treatment planning.
Indeed, you know, we use radiotherapy quite commonly in these locally advanced patients, and radiotherapy planning purposes, we usually define the radiotherapy volumes based on information from the PET scan alone. We would not typically deliberately target lymph nodes that were negative on the PET scans. So in routine practice, it may be possible that we are routinely missing microscopic disease in the mediastinum, and this study was designed to address this potential issue.
Thank you. That's really interesting. What are the most important findings from the study and what limitations should be considered when interpreting the results?
So this is the first study to prospectively demonstrate in a multi-center international format that systematic endoscopic staging of the mediastinum in patients with locally advanced lung cancer provides more accurate information regarding the extent of disease than staging by PET alone. We found a very significant proportion, 37%, of patients had altered end stage following systematic EBUS assessment of the mediastinal lymph nodes. Of this group, PET occult lymph node metastases were identified in 13% of patients with clinical stage A disease or N2 disease. And this included detection of contralateral mediastinal lymph node metastases, so N3 disease, in 7% of patients. Perhaps as interestingly, we noticed that we were able to downstage the extent of mediastinal disease from the PET identified extent in 25% of patients, and 20% of the overall cohort were downstaged to early stage disease. Importantly, of the 20 patients who underwent resection following downstaging by EBUS, all had pathological N0 or N1 status confirmed at the time of intraoperative staging.
From a radiation oncology perspective, a big unknown prior to this study was whether there'd be enough incidental dose from the radiotherapy volumes that we would usually create to address any occult lymph nodes that were negative on the PET scan, but then picked up on the systematic EBUS. Often we find in practice there's some unintended dose spillage from the radiotherapy, and then perhaps this would be enough to mop up any microscopic disease anyway. So to address this, we performed a comprehensive planning study using all of the radiotherapy data sets and found that the radiotherapy volumes based on PET imaging alone would result in 86% of patients with PET occult disease experiencing some form of geographic miss. We'd expect that this would be associated with a high probability of disease recurrence. Additionally, in the 8% of patients who underwent radiotherapy with reduced nodal burden as confirmed on the systematic EBUS, the new radiotherapy volumes would result in lower doses to the adjacent organs, for example, such as the esophagus. However, a learning point here is that while statistically significant, I would consider the reduction in doses not to be clinically meaningful to some of the organs at risk. In other words, I would still generally cover a PET-involved but systematic EBUS negative node if feasible, if it's rightly adjacent to it, just to exclude the small possibility of the false negative. On the other hand, if we had an upstaged volume, including a new disease that were not identified on the PET scan, this we would definitely cover with the new radiotherapy volumes.
Importantly, one of the things to note about this study is this is not a diagnostic accuracy study. Surgical confirmation was not performed in all cases of downstaging, and certainly systematic surgical staging of the mediastinum was not performed given these patients are not surgical candidates. So the true prevalence of PET occult disease is unknown. However, the primary intent of the study was to identify the proportion of patients in whom PET occult disease was detected, and this primary outcome drives the clinical significance of the study.
Okay, thank you so much. That was really useful to hear the results described. What do you think these results mean for the future management of locally advanced lung cancer patients?
Given the high proportion of patients within our cohort where EBUS demonstrated discrepant findings from PET regarding the extent of mediastinal lymph node involvement, we think that the study confirms the importance of systematic invasive staging in all patients with locally advanced non-small cell lung cancer. Importantly, in this study, 92% of patients underwent their linear EBUS as the initial diagnostic study rather than a subsequent second staging study. This suggests that systematic staging could easily be performed in most patients without the need for additional procedures, and systematic staging should not result in a delay to commencement of definitive therapy. Equally, the significant proportion of downstage patients emphasizes the need for tissue confirmation in all patients where non-invasive imaging suggests locally advanced mediastinal lymph node involvement.
From a radiation oncology perspective, the findings of the SEISMIC study suggest that we should be advocating with multidisciplinary environments for systematic staging. I think the findings suggest that we should be talking to our respiratory colleagues about the potential resourcing implications. As Professor Steinberg just mentioned, these did not seem very insurmountable at all, and to advocate to implement systematic staging into routine practice, as the clinical implications for this are quite significant.
What do you think future research should now be focused on, and what studies are ongoing that might shed further light in this area and on patient management?
There are well-established markers of adequacy of mediastinal staging for the surgical or early stage lung cancer group. And we think that one of the important issues for this patient group will be to define what constitutes systematic staging. This may include determination of a minimum extent of lymph node staging, or it might be even simpler than that. It might just be the requirement that one higher echelon lymph node is examined compared to what the PET scan has identified. We also have ongoing work looking at optimization of procedural approaches for detection of PET occult disease, and this includes combined use of EBUS as well as endoscopic lymph node staging, again, which has been shown in surgical cohorts to increase the detection of PET occult disease. We're also proceeding with radiomics studies to potentially identify non-invasive predictors of PET occult lymph node metastases in this patient group. Equally, we think that future work will need to include some implementation science projects to explore how best to embed systematic mediastinal staging as routine clinical practice in the clinics. We think that there may be a role for synoptic reporting or heavily templated reporting to ensure that all lymph nodes are routinely assessed and equally that the information is adequately conveyed to our radiation oncology colleagues to guide radiation field planning.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us today and sharing the findings of your study. I think our listeners will be very interested to hear what you've had to say. Thank you again to Daniel and Shankar for talking with us today. If you would like to read the study discussed in today's podcast, please visit thelancet.com, where you can also listen to this podcast and all previous podcasts on The Lancet Respiratory Medicine. Thank you again for listening.